abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. You know, watching Natural News and others getting attacked and their videos and such censored, as well as their URLs, linkings from Google and such to where these sites are basically disappearing, you know, it comes from stories like where the vaccine database was wiped by governments to hide the uptick in admitted vaccine injuries. And again, like I say, how many assault rifles, or how many rifles themselves have actually killed people in correlation to the vaccines? You don't hear those statistics. They won't come out there on your local news at night because at the same time of primetime television like that, all those commercials are nothing but your big pharma ads. And of course, they're not going to risk losing millions of dollars with those big pharma poisons to inundate your poor soul with of what you should be doing about protecting your children against vaccines. No, it's parading your kids around arms on top of each other's shoulders, walking out of a school after some massive agreement, that there was somehow some kind of a terrorist event. Whether it's domestic or what. But anyway, again, as I've talked about before, we have the millions amount of money that's being spent now as Americans starve to combat any opposition to anything that's being done illegal in the world. And of course, just like I say, you know, it's evil how North Korea is. They always cite the starvation, the detentions. And we're supposed to forget that the government now has renewed all this Gitmo stuff. They're going to enlarge it. We don't know who for yet, but, you know, you may get one of those special invitations with a SWAT team knocking on your door. Who knows? But again, the narrative has been changing so much, and even that Brzezinski, when he talked about a global awakening where people, since the internet, have basically come to the realization that governments have been lying to them. And again, with all those millions of starving and homeless Americans, the 90-some-odd million Americans out of work, that the Pentagon just gets another massive increase in $700 billion in just 1 year's military budget. And, of course, nothing is for the people. And, of course, the military budget is to go out to keep the empire going, just like we've mentioned with Rome. Rome fell as its vassal states started to separate. We see that with Iraq telling the United States to get out. Syria tells the United States to get out. Libya wanted the United States to get out. And, of course, all this destruction and death has been caused from the United States. And we're supposed to keep the official narrative that those were evil dictators that needed to be replaced. And today, now in Libya, there's the blacks are being sold as slaves for $400. I will say with this Chat Tango program, there's a chat group in there that you can actually go and talk around the world to different people. There's a lot of idiots out there, believe me. But I can't believe the amount of what they call role-playing that's out there. We didn't have that issue when we were younger. Kenneth and I was talking about this earlier, too, that in our day, we didn't have all this ADHD and other crap that they're trying to diagnose everyone with, this massive depression. We didn't have all this gender issues. For some reason, people are being socially engineered, and of course, it may be for the fact of trying to do population control or whatever. But again, though, would you imagine what $700 billion infused into an economy would look like for helping the homeless and starving, disabled, and other elderly here in America? And of course, it's always a claim that this vital importance of funding is to keep all these illegal wars going. And again, you can use whatever search engine you want and use the phrase U.S. sells arms to or U.S. sends arms to, and you can substitute that for any other country. Australia beefing up its arms industry. Even Russia, to the point, is selling arms. Israel is selling arms. That's all they do is sell arms. And you don't see them making that mass amount of effort and stuff to denote anything to do with peace. It's always selling arms. And, of course, that same premise is then used to go in there and fight some alleged enemy. Just like in 2008 when George Bush signed the Lugar-Obama bill into law, that bill was to thwart any efforts to the transferring of man pads and lethal arms. And of course, Obama himself signed on to that. It was part of his bill. And then we have the U.S. sending all those arms over to the NTC Libyan rebels. And then, of course, we find out that those arms then, after destroying Libya, went over to Syria to the FSA rebels, which now have changed their underwear faster than anyone else. But anyway, and again, all these groups morph into something else, and then the U.S. uses it as a premise that to go in there and fight terrorism, they now have to destroy these areas. And of course, when you look at the cities that have been totally bombed to shreds, of course, this is good, because if the U.S. makes their so-called stated goal there, then of course the big IMF loans will go into those areas to enslave those people to massive debt, to rebuild those countries through U.S. corporations, and it will be privatized, like Syria and all those. They all had free schooling, free health care, and today they don't have nothing. Well, Syria still does, because they haven't been able to thwart Dr. Bashar al-Assad yet over there with his legally elected democratic government. But anyway, now we have the same issue with man pads and stuff, to where the U.S. is now sending lethal arms over to the Ukraine. And of course, the massive destruction over in Donbass and other areas there, that this here is in violation of their own laws. And of course, it's treason. And again, you put U.S. soldiers on the ground, which in Afghanistan, if you recently, you can, I believe this article is from Military Times, to where the Afghan forces lost over $700 million worth of U.S. arms. And, of course, when you ramp up 11,000-some-odd soldiers being sent there, and, of course, Trump asked that NATO member lines to Western-backed states also increase their troop size, the probability of being killed by the same arms that you sent over there in the first place is staggering, you know. And of course, for a lot of people, they're tricked in this deal that to accept body bags coming home is something to do with the freedom of your country, and it has nothing to do with that. It's all oil lines, commerce, minerals. It has nothing to do with the United States, and that's this premise of MAGA, Make America Great Again. It's only for corporate benefits. The people aren't seeing nothing, and that's why credit card debt and all this is continuing to skyrocket. All these businesses are shutting down. Nothing is for the people. I don't care how much steel you bring in, because no one's buying anything. They're not building anything, unless it's some great big huge 80-story insurance building in some city somewhere, you know. But then when we're back to the same premise here of U.S. arms, remember the Fox News story that says that the U.S. Army is refusing to suspend contracts with dozens of companies and individuals tied to Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups out of concern for their due process rights. You can search that and read that story. So here now they're talking about taking guns first and doing due process later. So it's okay for the U.S. to arm the Mexican drug cartels through Fast and Furious, arm all these rebel groups, which these fraction names, which all lead back to Al-Qaeda and other. But they have due process rights, whereas Americans don't. Just take their guns and be gone with them, you know. So we have, you know, a lot of different terrible events that occur in our, you know, that involve a gun in this country, and it's become a fairly standard for the media or a swath of politicians to begin calling for gun control. And as noted before, they have no problem with the Fast and Furious and these terrorists. But this latest in the Florida shooting has invoked a different reaction. Instead of being angry at the shooter, the police department that ignored the danger signals, the FBI that didn't investigate, or the very existence of guns that has left the has decided that all this righteous anger should be directed at the NRA. And of course, the NRA membership is just increasing like mad because people are catching on to what's going on. You know that what's being fed to them. You know. And of course, remember Waco, where the U.S. government carried out the deadliest church massacre in history, which led to the deaths of 82 men, women, and children. That's okay because those assault rifles were from the government, you know. And for us now, we look back at that and it's barely a whimper. I think even Obama said that Americans are kind of stupid because they forget so easy, you know. Just like over here with the Lakota Indians, where over 300 Native Americans were killed at a school. But you don't hear this mentioned in the news, and of course they're directly killed by government. And that's what the Second Amendment was for, was to protect us from any rapacious regimes and stuff, including our own, just as much as a soldier that protects the Constitution and against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But again, here we see guns are always highlighted in the news, where over in Missouri, a man who was once threatened to kill all white people was indicted Friday in the killings of three white males and is now accused of six killings overall. And the accused, which is his Frederick Demon Scott, who's 23, was indicted by a grand jury in the deaths of these different players in here. And he was also charged last summer in the deaths of other people there, bringing the charge up to six there. And it says the five male victims were shot as they walked near the trails, or in one case walked home after getting off a bus. The female victim was homeless, and her decomposing body was found in a tent in the woods in Grandview. She was also shot. And of course, see, they always highlight these crimes, that gun crimes, but they don't in Chicago for some reason. You always hear it's kind of mute on Chicago. We know why, because it's democratically held over there. But and of course, probably Blacklisted News Radio will detail that more here in about 45 minutes here. But anyway, and what most surely must be infuriating sign of the times, the attack dog maneuvers appear to be failing. And again, like I say, the NRA membership is going up because, again, as Patty mentioned there, guns don't kill people. People do. And for decades, and listen close, for decades now, TV and movies have glorified the use of guns. I grew up with the old cowboy and Indian shows, Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry, series after series of those, and of course the newer ones all made into showing terrorism and other shootings, and the glorification as mentioned here before with the American Sniper, where it's okay for a U.S. soldier to go over to Iraq and Afghanistan and be glorified in his so-called kills, again, on wars, plural, based on lies, and it's glorified, and the movie attendance on that netting hundreds of millions of dollars, that's okay for people to go see, you know, the glorification of American killing someone. But if it's American killing American or someone else killing American, you know, it's suddenly, oh my gosh, you know. And of course, then we have our video games. I remember playing ping pong with computers, you know, where you had the little paddles and the ball would go across the screen and you bloop, 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 you know. To me, that was entertainment back then, you know. It was kind of a game of skill to see what your high, you know, eye and hand coordination is, you know, pong, yeah. And but nowadays, it's all videos on terrorism, blowing up things, adjusting the blood splatter, and we have developed into a culture that glorifies death. And so when you get these deadbeat kids and stuff that sit there and do nothing but play video games for 24/7, it's even been reported that people have died sitting at their computer for 4 days because they could not leave a video game alone. It tells you there's something wrong with society. And, of course, people don't want to believe that because, hey, American exceptionalism, you know. You remember Alex Rogan, the last starfighter? He was it reminds me of watching Star Trek Voyager, you know, and Q's son. These games have been immortalized as such a great thing for even the military to use as training to see what people's responses are, how quick they are to adjust to situations. And the last Starfighter video game, remember, this is this young kid that was playing this video game in a trailer park, and it turned out to be a recruiting device used to join the team of the best starfighters to defend their own world from a home attack. And, of course, transported over there to do that, you know. But in Voyager's Q, where his son being questioned by one of these disconnected Borg boys, he told, or he was relating the fact that if there's no explosions and stuff, there wasn't nothing worth watching. Of course, his intent was to cause disruption between people to keep these wars going, and that was his thrill. And again, we don't see anything as far as a peace movement nowadays. It's just a constant selling of arms. So again, the power of having a weapon can clearly go to one's head. It leads to other crimes, like, as I mentioned before, the Afghan kill team or in Iraq, and this goes on and on, where you get these people that because they get a cute little citation on their vest that they think that they're now immune to anything. And of course, if you've got a country that does not prosecute for war crimes, the soldiers are let free to run. And I don't blame all soldiers for this, because there's some damn good military men out there that actually do things for this country. It's just a few of these, again, these leftovers from cities and stuff that all they've seen in their life is nothing but crime and stuff. And then when you're inundated by the police state, terrorism, that suddenly everyone becomes the enemy. We're all the enemy combatants nowadays. And it's just more of this social engineering. In lieu of that, there was an article there in the Australian paper about how this guy... he established a terror movement in Australia, and he quit. And this is the Antifa group, the head of the Antifa group down there, who he says is a growing extreme group who believes violence is legitimate. And, of course, when you see these Antifa groups and they're burning police cars and stuff, and they're using it as under the premise of fighting Nazism, whiteness, and other things, and which is weird is because most of the players in these are usually white, and they have had their minds totally hoodwinked to what's actually going on. And, of course, they have remained silent on the years and decades of illegal wars. This they seem to adjust to fine. But he went on to say that there's no mission statement. Rather, it's a danger rhetoric. There are a lot of very damaged people who are drawn to it. And I like the word or the saying here, the sentence where he says that there's a lot of damaged people who are drawn to it. And, of course, this these activists down there, they come from the Sydney University, just as we see down in Berkeley, that these people are being bred and cultured down there in our education system. And, again, remember, where people, they are automatically passed so as not to let them feel like they're left out. Whereas before, when we failed in something, we got an F or whatever, we had to do a grade over. Now that to some people is just, it's too traumatizing to someone. So you have to pass them. Well, the break's going up here, so a quick repeat here on this. This is a flashback to 2014, where deported Nazi war criminals still are collecting U.S. Social Security. And there's a loophole in the law that allowed millions of dollars in payments after they'd left the country. So they were in another country still collecting Social Security, while in the meantime, they're telling us that Social Security is dry and that all these elderly and stuff may have to take a big paycheck cut. I mean, yet they're paying Nazis. And, of course, this came through Operation Paperclip and stuff to import these Nazis here in the first place. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Zone you get and you wanna
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We should go back and ask for a resolution in the Security Council that imposes real and immediate consequences for noncompliance, including sanctions under Chapter 7. Now, what can every nation and group represented here do? I ask you to reach out to Russia and China and to not only urge but demand that they get off the sidelines and begin to support the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people. I will tell you very frankly, I don't think Russia and China believe they are paying any price at all, nothing at all, for standing up on behalf of the Assad regime. The only way that will change is if every nation represented here directly and urgently makes it clear that Russia and China will pay a price because they are holding up progress, blockading it, that is no longer tolerable.
I just have to laugh when I hear that. You know, the chorus that's demanding that Trump now escalates further with Russia is being brought on from the Young Turks channel. And, of course, if you remember the Young Turks channel, they received $20 million from Hillary Clinton, who I want to proudly say that on Twitter she has blocked me now. I guess she did not like to hear what I had to say. Of course, you know the old saying there that when you hit a nerve, it's basically you only catch flack when you're over the target. But anyway, the constant lies about the Syrian people, where we know they had a democratically elected government, it was monitored by 50-some nations, where the people in well over a majority had voted for Dr. Bashar al-Assad. And, of course, the U.S. doesn't want that because of their greater goals for the Syrian area, the stolen oil from the Golan Heights, oil lines, and, yeah, I can't say what Ken just said in the control room, but anyway. But, you know, the further escalations, which even Trump now says with China, with Russia, that these trade wars always will turn to a hot war. Just like when Churchill and Roosevelt had imposed the 8-point sanctions on Japan, and it made Japan have to reach out and acquire goods from China, and the massive slaughters that happened there. And then, of course, came the alleged sneak attack on Pearl Harbor, where the U.S., through U.K., had broken the Australian, the Australian codebreaker had broken the code clear back in 1939, which was how long before 1941 of December 7th. And then, of course, this was to trick Japan into this, to goad the United States into the war. And, of course, why do you think PNAC said that they needed a new Pearl Harbor? So what? 3,000 Americans died, right? That's the same premise with school shootings. So a few Americans die. Well, we'll get our guns, you know. But with Hillary saying that Russia and China would pay for supporting the Assad regime, we've seen how many of the U.S. politicians have fallen by the roadside, I guess you call it, in this wet dream of theirs. But it shows you the fact that they're stuck on regime change over there. And again, this is Syria that has not even done one thing towards the United States. And Israel bombs inside there with immunity. And Russia was called in by Syria to go after these U.S.-backed terrorist organizations and has basically wiped them out. And that's why we're having this massive upsurge over there in East Ghouta, as they pronounce it, I believe. But again, the U.S. is using the propaganda about how Russia is killing so many people. And yet when you look at what the U.S. has bombed over there, it's been infrastructure. And usually it's all related to oil. And ISIS grabbing oil, selling it to Turkey, the massive convoys of oil trucks that were struck by Russia to stop that flow of oil. And this is because we're supposed to sit there and believe everything. And that video I played here not too long ago about Hillary Clinton saying that she gets all of her directions from the CFR. So anyway, bottom of the hour break coming up here, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. I have two stories here for you first, and I'm going to have Kenneth play a video here. But in Europe now, the Europeans on this Defend Europe website is mentioning the fact that George Soros funded NGOs trying to undermine the Italian right-wing coalition. And again, we see that this constant hype about Russia doing something with U.S. elections, where in fact even the IB Times out of California has stated the fact with research that the United States has overthrown 81 different government-type establishments, and i.e. that's through war, assassinations, and whatever like that, you know. And of course, it's always supposed to be, we're supposed to be worried about Russia. And now they're already starting to talk about Russia's in getting involved in other countries and their upcoming elections. Anyway. Weird dogs. Anyway, so dogs are playing here on the bed. Anyway, When I listen to Donald Trump talk about we don't worship government, we worship God, it reminds me of when Bush said that God told me to invade Iraq. And, of course, this is when President Bush had claimed that he was told by God to invade Iraq and attack Osama bin Laden's stronghold in Afghanistan as part of a divine mission to bring peace to the Middle East, security for Israel, and a state for the Palestinians. And when was Bush in office, and how long have these wars been going on? How long has bin Laden allegedly been dead? Americans have been lied to so much, it's pathetic. So that's just for something there. But I have a video here that it highlights more about the shooting down there in Florida there. And I wish you could see the pictures and stuff that go along or that are associated with it. But we'll go ahead and have Ken play that for us right now, okay?
Deeply troubles me.
Because they were putting us through drills, and we all thought this was a drill. We thought this was a drill.
No one seemed to be worried at point. People thought that it was just another intense drill.
They told us not a drill before where they were going to be shooting blanks.
Seeing the same young man over and over who visited CNN that day and whose father is an FBI agent troubles me. Seeing and hearing the same narratives over and over that conflict with every aspect of training and experience I have is extremely unsettling. I saw video interviews of students claiming multiple shooters. This is troubling as well. I realize that the shooter apparently pulled the fire alarm to create chaos and provide a richer target environment. That alarm would have sent a signal to its precise time and location. At least one interview I watched was a student saying her doorknob was rattled, and she heard a voice saying, "Go try another door. This needs exploration." In my utterly qualified expert opinion, there are several troubling facts being dispensed that I refuse to accept. Some of them are, why was the shooter visited 39 times by local law enforcement, but never placed on a watch list? Why was his extensive school discipline not compiled and then presented to the school board for total expulsion from the schools? Why was the FBI first to respond when the school is so close to the police department and an officer with a radio was supposedly on campus? How did CNN have so many kids in place to echo their exact verbiage and focus on the actual weapon and not the shooter? Why isn't the alleged United States Secret Service involvement in a public school being examined? Who is this reoccurring student that has family in the FBI? Why are the interviews that do not agree with the one shooter or the narrative that CNN is pushing being heard? Why aren't the multiple videos available? With the floor plan that I have seen, I would have had approximately 22 cameras in that building and over 140 in my school. I realize that some of the videos will be used for the trial of the shooter. However, it is in the interest of the public to see some of the unused footage that is available. Why was the United States Secret Service at this school providing training 3 weeks prior? And how was the weakest, sloppiest, and most often not on real location news company all over this son of the FBI agent with an amazing and uncanny ability to find a news camera in multiple states in the last 6 months? Did this infamous teenager actually graduate already? Has the United States Secret Service ever been to any other schools to supervise and provide training for an active shooter situation? How could the United States Secret Service possibly visit all 22,000 high schools in the United States? And how would they be chosen? Who identified this shooter? And how did law enforcement track him to the retail store he was arrested at? Why has the entire CNN narrative been to attack the Second Amendment when at least three government institutions, possibly five if you count DFACS, failed miserably to help the mentally ill? Why has the school district decided to demolish this building like they did at Sandy Hook if their narrative is true and correct? Why not allow the forensics to be published and to be explored completely? All in all, my professional opinion is this stinks to the high heavens. Either we are surrounded by the most incompetent news people in the world who don't ask questions or give a damn about these murders or have no concept of why this happened and will happen again soon. I, for one, am sick to death of the fake news outlets pretending that this is about a rifle. It's not. It's about a mentally ill person, totally abandoned and discarded and politically expediently ignored by multiple agencies allowed to commit inhumane acts of terror due to incompetence. Johnny Bravo at John Bushell.
That's good. Anyway, thanks, Kenneth. You know, what was interesting about this is there's a superintendent down there, this Robert, I believe it's Runchy, who blocked someone just as soon as they began pointing out the fact that there was $800 million missing from the school bond down there. And as noted, of course, they're tearing down the school just like they did at Sandy Hook. You know, these are all questions that should be by a real journalist that should get out there. But, of course, what we see is YouTube is removing these videos that question anything against what their narrative is. And, of course, that makes you wonder exactly what's going on. And, of course, there's always PR work out there for the FBI. Recently, within the last day or two, there was another big arrest down there in Florida. And the suspects were described by the police as violent masterminds of a failed deadly plot. And they were identified as Daryl Kennedy, also known as Doodoo, Alger Lee Ellison, and Martavius Leon Williams, also known as Man. Anyway, according to a federal affidavit, the Palm Beach County men had planned to rob an armored truck en route from a large bank run at the PNC Bank in Port St. Lucie. And the suspects had mapped out a plan to steal millions of dollars before shooting and killing the two employees in the truck. Now, here's where the PR comes in. Following that robbery, the suspects intended to carry out a second deadly robbery, targeting another armored bank car. Of course, details of the heist were divulged to an FBI informant who was instrumental in leading to the takedown. You can Google the fact, or whatever search browser you want to use, FBI behind all domestic terrorism, and you'll see it in the Guardian paper, the New York Times, that a lot of these are just staged. It gives PR to basically say, hey, we're out there doing our job. And, of course, the video that Trey Gowdy did, where they have used many, many millions of dollars setting up these patsies, and, of course, they're... The money went to known felons. And Trey Gowdy gets pretty upset in that. And that's, you know, everyone should look at that and say, well, are these real events? Or are they staged? And what's the cause before that, you know? And, I mean, it just makes people wonder. Anyway, we have a caller in line there, Rick from Arizona there. Good evening, Rick. Hope you're doing fine this week.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you been?
No, not too shabby for a white guy on the reservation.
Yeah, okay. Reservations aren't bad. You know, you can slap a girl in the rear end and she can't sue you for sexual harassment. It's a sovereign nation. Anyways, you know, most of these shootings where there's no motive are fake. Now, there was a shooting right in Minneapolis, St. Paul a few years ago where the guy walked into where he was working. It was a advertising agency, and he shot the owner and he shot his partner, whatever. That, where there's motive, it's believable. Where there is no motive, like these innocent people at concerts or schools, in my opinion, they truly are just scripted fakes. The reason why these cops never went in, because they probably didn't want to get caught, you know, on this fake. The people that are doing this are very devilish. And the problem we have is, once we can prove that these are fakes, they'll do a real one and give us the real blood. They get the ball game with the media. That's the problem we have with these. So, you know, the lady that was called you previously, she's pretty good. She knows what she's talking about. That 223 bullet. Yeah, Granny. You're like up in the Midwest, most of those, like Montana, you can use it, but you can't use it in North Dakota because it doesn't drop a deer consistently at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the AR-15 is really overrated. I mean, you want to do some real damage, get a .30-06. I mean, you can drop a 300-pound animal consistently at 200 yards.
Well, it's like a 300 Savage, you know.
Yeah.
A slow-rolling bullet, but
over
it, you
60 yards.
Yeah.
They don't like them because they can hold a lot of bullets, you know. And you're not going to be, you know. Anyways, for the most part, they just want to drop this mental illness crap and get that fast. Because when they do that, they can pick and choose who they don't want to have a gun. The problem with that is somebody's got to go get the gun, and that's where the cops are going to want to raise.
Well, I noticed Snoops was trying to say that Dianne Feinstein didn't say that all veterans are mentally ill and shouldn't have guns. They're trying to disclaim that, you know. But the point is, though, is it was fine for the veterans while they're in service to have the guns. It's just now that they're home and they're trained and everything, they don't want anyone that can beat fascism to have guns.
Well, you know, when you have an AR-15, by that time you know how to use a weapon.
Right.
They don't like people out there that know how to use a weapon. They like them inside the military where they got them locked down. You know, that's... You know,
well, even here, though, you'll hear... Yeah, Rick, even here, though, you'll hear someone report that they hear automatic gunfire up in the forest somewhere. Probably someone's doing target practicing. But they have to have law enforcement go check that automatic rifle out, you know? Stupid.
Well, there's already been an issue in Minnesota where they reported that somebody had a bunch of guns, and they went in there, and they had a bunch of deer rifles.
Mm-hmm.
They were charged with gross misdemeanors. It was a big deal. They found out that the family was really liked in the neighborhood, but they went and grabbed the gun. There wasn't no automatic weapon, and there was no machine guns. There was no large-capacity magazines. They were just a bunch of deer rifles.
Well, I know people here in Montana that have 50-caliber rifles. They have actually weapons caches that you would, I mean, make your mouth water if you were really into that stuff, you know.
Well, if you're a farmer trying to hold a tax man off your land, you want a 30-06. I mean, that AR-15 ain't going to do shit for you. With a 30-06, you can pick off the cops at 300 yards if they're not wearing body armor.
Right.
So, I mean, this AR-15 is more show. It's a show for the American people. They're not really afraid of that AR. Maybe the AK.
Right. Well, like I say, we're all being... We're all being fed a bunch of stuff there to demonize a certain type of a sidearm or something, and as you say, to draw attention away from the mental illness and other issues that might be there.
Well, look, the mental illness issue is a hoax. They want to push mental illness, and this network does it too. I mean, I hear Mike Rivero talk about we've got to get these people that are mentally ill off the guns, you know. So I don't know what that's all about, but mental illness is the back door to be able to just grab your gun.
Well, you know
they
what, Rick? I believe. Yeah, Rick,
people,
though.
They don't.
I was just going to say, I believe this, though. As mentioned earlier, yes, there is a education problem in this country. I don't care if you want to call it the liberal movement or what, that people are being told that they have the right to be offended by anything. And, yeah, maybe this is what's setting people off. And, of course, again, while you're sitting there watching TV and whatever, you're inundated with all these commercials on, you know, helping with your depression or something, that a certain drug is going to help you. And as Kenneth and I was talking about in the control room earlier, we did not have this issue when we were growing up. Never did we hear it.
Well, these SSRIs and these antidepressants are what they tell you is making these kids do these shootings, when in reality, they're just fake. The stories are so preposterous that they got to give you some angle that, yeah, he did it because he was on SSRIs. Look, the Terminator is not walking down the hallway of your school killing children, okay?
Right.
It is a hoax. It is propaganda.
Well, yeah, but just as you mentioned, though, with no motive, a kid that is used to playing with other kids and stuff is not going to walk down there and shoot someone that's innocent. Because everyone has compassion and stuff like that. Even call it Stockholm syndrome or something like that, that people have, that they love their captors, you know. But people don't normally just go out and start attacking people. There is a video, though, called, and I can't say the first word, but it's the F It. That's the actual title of it. It's on Top Documentary Films. But anyway, it's the definition of when people go postal. And a lot of times it's when people in disparity have lost their jobs and they target the former employee, and it just happens that anyone that's around at the same time, they get shot and stuff too, you know. And that's called the F it moment, you know. And that's the term going postal. Okay, I thought I heard his phone line breaking up there. Sorry, we lost you there, Rick, there, but... Hey, I thought your phone line was crackling up a little bit there anyway, but sorry about that. But you know, again, though, a lot of these shooting stuff, if people have no motive and opportunity and stuff, how is it placed there? How do these guns and stuff get into these no or gun-free zones and stuff. And, of course, like Las Vegas, after the Las Vegas shooting, the instant thing to put in all these scanners at the casinos came in. I'm sure, now that they've talked about having kids no longer bring backpacks and stuff, that soon you'll have a scanning device at every school before too long, and you'll probably have an armed person, a security guard or whatever like that, that has law enforcement capabilities. And, of course, this is to keep the kids constantly surrounded by law enforcement, the militarization of that, so that they just become so used to it. Kind of like Nazi Germany. Anyway, on to some other stories here before the time runs out here. Now Trump is talking about taxing Europe with going after their cars now. Again, this is, of course, to promote business here in the United States, of course, but again, we're getting into trade wars. It's not just China. It's not just Russia. It's not just North Korea. It's not just Venezuela. Now they're going after Europe, and a lot of these are their Western allies. And, of course, this means that they can't import their cars here without being severely taxed for them. And this is supposed to build up American car industry. And, of course, it's not, you know. There's my break here. Weinstein's lawyer now is saying that the sex was to boost the film careers, so it's not rape. And it goes on talking about the hundreds of women that were used to, through Weinstein there to boost their movie career. How great. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back. We're on the last segment of the show here, but there's a couple of stories I wanted to bring out here. You know, when the U.S. sanctions someone like that, it's in the right of democracy and everything like that. But now we see that Ukraine is freezing after Russia halts these natural gas deliveries there. And, of course, this is back to the same point that Ukraine fails to deliver on any promised notes that it owes. And, of course, so Russia just basically cut off the gas to Europe because that's where it all goes through. And, again, it's all deemed by some, heavily charged thing that Russia's doing this. It's okay if the United States does it, but Russia's doing it, you know. Anyway, this here article here is from Government Slaves, and it deserves a reading if you want to read it there. But it says, stunning. Hillary Clinton gave Russia the U.S. technology for the hypersonic intercontinental nuclear missiles. And this is no different than when Bill Clinton gave out the missile technology to China under ChinaGate, which was the Hummer in the White House was basically used to cover that story. But anyway, the article goes on here, says, on Wednesday, Russian leader Vladimir Putin threatened the West with this unstoppable intercontinental nuclear missiles. Of course, I'm not worried about that because I know that Putin likes dogs and he'd never target my dogs. But anyway, he announced that Russia had to develop this intercontinental nuclear missile that can't be stopped. And of course, as Mike Rivero has brought out, that because their missiles do not fly in a standard arc, they weave and yawn and tither around the atmosphere and before they come down. And of course, one should note that even the Pentagon has noted that these missiles, they've dubbed one the Satan missile, because it has 8 multiple warheads with a yield of 40 megatons each. And, of course, remember the nuclear explosions over Hiroshima and Nagasaki were only 17 to 24 kilotons, not megatons. And there's a map that you can go to on the Internet where I think it's called Nuke Map, and you can punch in the yieldage, the city that you're at, and it will tell you exactly what will be destroyed with the certain tonnage of bombs that they have nowadays. But anyway, the Examiner reported on this, the shocking set of emails that the Examiner shows, that the nexus of Bill and Hillary Clinton's foundation, that Hillary Clinton's State Department and Bill Clinton, Russian oligarch Vekselberg, and this other guy, I can't pronounce his name, but anyway, through Russia's Silicon Valley, that the Putin project to transfer Western technology to Russia that was championed and driven by Mrs. Clinton, and what do you know, 17 of the 28 tech companies that are hitched up with these Russian firms, that they all contributed to the Clinton Foundation. And it's a coincidence, of course, that Barack Obama's support for the Russian World Trade membership was going on at the same time, which made the entire easement for all this to flow. And, of course, there is the fact that this is outright treason and espionage. And, again, I don't blame Russia because Russia builds nuclear reactors and stuff. And of course, it looks for uranium. And I think that they just met Hillary's asking price on that. But that's the end of the show here. Thanks to all those for in the chat group there for all your comments today. Thank you those for called in. And, of course, Kenneth and his little boy Trigger there in the control room. We hopefully will be back here next week. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio. And have a good evening and enjoy the last of your weekend here. Thanks for tuning in.
Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Yeah.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.